Good morning. A comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England as skies are clear and the wind died out overnight, allowing temperatures to drop through the 50s and in some cases even well down into the 40s for early morning lows. We'll have a quick turnaround with brilliant sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures will rise swiftly through the 50s and 60s and past yesterday afternoon's highs and into the lower and middle 70s on average, even some upper 70s across the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. With that high pressure center in control, we'll enjoy another clear, cool, and comfortable night tonight with lows averaging around 50 degrees. That same high pressure center will dominate through the day tomorrow, although a weak disturbance passing through southern Canada may produce a few more clouds than what we'll see today for your Friday afternoon, still milder temperature-wise with readings pushing into the upper 70s to around 80. The weekend looks fantastic with more high pressure to come. And that means dry weather on Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a warming trend and highs in the lower 80s and staying in the lower 80s with a few more clouds during the day on Sunday. As we head into the early part of next week, our attention will turn to the south where a tropical system will be moving through the Gulf of Mexico. It's unclear at this point the strength of this tropical system, but it appears that the moisture will slide up the eastern seaboard and some of it could enter the region in the form of a few showers and thunderstorms by Monday and into the day on Tuesday. Still, the warming trend will continue with highs in the lower to mid-80s and as we dry it out on Wednesday back into the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central and southern high plains. Highly unstable air will contribute to a volatile environment which will support supercells capable of producing large hail and damaging wind gusts in this region. If enough wind shear exists, a few tornadoes are not out of the question. And the tropics are starting to heat up as Tropical Depression No. 5 is formed off the coast of Africa and just south of the Cape Verde Islands. Maximum sustained winds with this system are 35 miles per hour, and the depression is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue with some decrease in forward speed during the next couple of days. And closer to the lower 48, the Hurricane Center is monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity associated with a low-pressure system in a northwestern Caribbean Sea. Conditions are conducive for development, and a tropical cyclone could develop in the next few days. The disturbance is moving toward the west-northwest at 10 miles per hour and should reach the Yucatan Peninsula later today. By Friday, the low is forecast to move over the southern Gulf of Mexico. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at 10:40 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado, at 5:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, the temperature 36 degrees with a northwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 48, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Daniel and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming, and also at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, near 80, Boston, sunny, in the mid to upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 63, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.00 inches for the month, which is 0.3 inches above normal, and 30.81 inches for the year, which is 6.42 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 96 set in 1959, and the record low 48 in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening 7:57 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, upper 70s, mostly sunny Saturday, lower 80s. A few more clouds on Sunday, still plenty of sun in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s and mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.